Lesson 98, 37 BC, Cleopatra. Of all the women in history, I find Cleopatra to be one of the most fascinating. It is not that she was a particularly good role model. On the contrary, Cleopatra was quite possibly one of the most manipulative women ever to be a queen. Nonetheless, I find her life story quite intriguing. First of all, Cleopatra lived in Alexandria, Egypt, but wasn't an Egyptian at all. Her father was one of the last rulers from the line of Ptolemy. If you remember, the Ptolemies were one of the four ruling families to take over the empire of Alexander the Great after his sudden death. The Ptolemies were of Macedonian descent, so Cleopatra might have been light-skinned with blue eyes. No one knows for sure what she looked like. Some say she was not all that beautiful, but according to Plutarch, an ancient historian, and I quote, "The contact of her presence, if you lived with her, was irresistible. The attraction of her person was something bewitching," end quote. Living in a busy port like Alexandria, Cleopatra was exposed to many things as a young princess. She was able to speak several languages. Plutarch also wrote this about her, and I quote, "It was a pleasure merely to hear the sound of her voice, with which, like an instrument of many strings, she could pass from one language to another, so that there were few of the barbarian nations that she answered by an interpreter. To most of them she spoke herself, as to the Ethiopians, Troglodytes, Hebrews, Arabians, Syrians, Medes, Parthians, and many others whose language she had learnt." End quote. The family life of Cleopatra was clearly unusual. Being a princess must have led to a very different way of life. Her relationships with her brothers and sisters were spoiled by the fear of who might kill the other one for the sake of eventually gaining the throne. Cleopatra's mother died when she was young, and her father was not a strong king. The siblings were right in knowing that one day one of them would probably be king or queen. However, the people of Egypt were tired of having an outside family rule over them. Plots and schemes to assassinate Cleopatra's father, Ptolemy Auletes, were rampant around the kingdom. At one point, Auletes decided to call upon the powers of Rome to protect him against his own kingdom of Egyptians. The leading power of Rome at the time was none other than Julius Caesar. I told you this story was interesting. Though the Egyptians weren't eager for Rome to take any control over them at all, the Ptolemies were desperate to have the protection and power of Rome behind them. Amidst all the turmoil of the kingdom, Cleopatra must have been watching for her opportunity. At age 18, she managed to become queen by marrying one of her brothers. He was murdered, and she married her other brother. He also died suspiciously. It was a fragile situation, and Cleopatra recognized that the best way for her to keep the position would be to use the Romans. She did.